Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Later today, Donald Trump will be inaugurated as the 45th U.S. president when he takes the oath of office on the steps of the U.S. Capitol here in Washington. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone has our report.
Washington is a city in transition as the Barack Obama era draws to a close and the Donald Trump era is set to begin. Vice President-elect Mike Pence says the new administration is eager to get started.
We are all ready to go to work. In fact, we can't wait to get to work.
Trump is expected to focus on domestic policy in his first few months, especially job creation and cutting taxes. Jim Malone, Washington.
Outgoing U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter says U.S. airstrikes have killed several dozen Islamic State fighters in two military camps about 545 kilometers southwest of the city of Sirte in Libya.
A reminder to ISIL and many others that while the world doesn't rest from the transition here in Washington, neither does the Department of Defense.
The strikes were authorized by President Obama and what likely was the last military operation approved by the outgoing U.S. leader. Secretary Carter said the attack was in conjunction with Libya's UN-backed Government of National Accord. United Nations Security Council has recognized Adama Barrow as Gambia's new president, while longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refuses to give up power. Barrow took the oath of office Thursday at the Gambian embassy in neighboring Senegal. ECOWAS, the African Union, and the UN Security Council have called in separate communiques for all necessary measures to support the Gambian people.